Hello, everyone. Guess who's talking? Hey, you're right. It's Daddy. Oh, would you believe I finally got some recording tape? By now, you've probably got my letter that I was in Saigon yesterday. I had to take an emergency surgery down there, and everything went smoothly, and Ron Waters, who had just got back from Australia. He said it was very boring there because it was a very quiet city. He said Sydney was a huge city, but not much happening to satisfy him. Anyway, I got up early in the morning this morning and ate breakfast and then went out to Tansanoot Air Force Base, which is, you know, about two blocks from the Third Field Hospital. And what you have to do there is you go to a place called Hotel 3, which is a helicopter landing pad. And all the helicopters that come to Tansanoot land on this pad. And if they have space for passengers, they phone into this place called Hotel 3, where you put your name on a list for where you're going, and then if they have space, they call you. Well, when I got there at 8 o'clock in the morning, there were already five guys ahead of me going to Kuchi. So I put my name on the bottom of the list. And at about 10:45, they still hadn't called my name. Not one single flight had come in for Kuchi. Actually about 10 o'clock is when I decided to go to the PX, and lo and behold, they had just gotten 3-inch reels in. So I bought a dozen of them and already gave two to another fellow who didn't have any tapes. I also bought some scotch and some gin there. Chivas Regal Scotch is $4 a fifth, and Beefeater's Gin is $2.85 a fifth, which is absolutely ridiculously low prices. It's hard to resist buying it. Then after I loaded up with all my goodies, I went back out to the heliport and was able to get a flight just by going out and running out to each helicopter that landed and asking where they were going. And I finally found a flight that was of all things, picking up some boxes of Cokes to take up to Kuchi here. You see, if you have a helicopter, you're able to go anywhere you want and pick up any commodity you want. Up here now, we're pretty low on Cokes, and you can go to an officer's club and you can't buy a Coke. But if you have a helicopter, well, you can just go down to Saigon anytime you want and pick up a case of Cokes and bring it back. Well, this is what these fellows were doing, and they sort of snuck me on the flight and dropped me off. Oh, it's about a quarter of a mile from the hospital. Then I hitchhiked up to the hospital and got back about, I guess it was noon. Well, anyway, right now I'm going to give you a little rundown on beautiful Kuchi here. And I'm going to send you the box of slides that I had taken over here. Some of the slides are not very good. And as you can imagine, they really never paint the true picture. So what I'll do is I'll look at each slide, and they're all numbered. You know, they have a little number up in the corner. And why don't you put them in a projector as I call the numbers. In fact, Ruth, the best thing to do is to go to the store, to the camera store, and buy one of those circular slide trays that, you know, like I have, and Gary knows how to work them. And then all you have to do is push the button as I narrate each slide. And you can do the same thing with the tape recorder, holding it by hand, and just turn off the tape recorder as you change the slide. But it's better if you could change it automatically. So anyway, I'll get started. Well, slide number one is a beautiful slide taken not at Kuchi. No, that's not Kuchi. That happens to be Disneyland. And there's the two smiling boys. And it's really great just sitting here looking at them right now. And that's what I'm doing. I brought somebody's little viewer, and I'm looking at Gary and Jeffrey riding some horses over at Disneyland. Now, slide number two was taken from the TWA airplane. And I think that's a picture of Okinawa. In fact, I'm positive it is. And there isn't much to see on Okinawa. It's just a big island, and we only landed there a few minutes. Oh, actually, we were there about an hour, but we couldn't go outside the air terminal, and I remember I had a milkshake, and which seemed ridiculous because I was so full on that flight, but it just the thought of a milkshake shake sounded so great that I couldn't resist it. Anyway, that's Okinawa, just a big island right in the middle of the Pacific. Now, slide number 3 is a picture taken from the airplane of an atoll. Actually, what that is, it's a coral reef. The sort of light bluish-green color is the coral. You know, those are the little sea animals that shells pile up and pile up over the years and make that reef. And in the center is the lagoon. And you can just barely make out the little white caps breaking on the seashore there. That was a picture taken between Okinawa and Vietnam. Now, this next picture is a picture of the 24th Evac Hospital. Now, that's at Long Vinh. That's where Ron Garner is. It's a little cleaner and a little more elaborate than ours, and you can see the Army base in the background. And the picture after that, I'll get to right now. And it's taken from a helicopter, again showing the whole hospital. You can see that the hospital is just sort of X's. Some of those are operating rooms and some of those are wards. And they're supposed to have about a capability of about 400 beds. And then just on the other side of it is the helicopter pad. And I took off from the right-hand corner closest to you of the helicopter pad. That's the first, you know, the day I flew to Cu Chi. In fact, right now, as I'm taking this picture, I was on a flight to Cu Chi, which only took about 15 minutes from Long Bin. As you can see, the countryside in this area is just flat, with just little scattered houses and villages, and really not much to see. This is another picture of the countryside. That's the Saigon River, which flows through this area. And this is, again, on the way to Long Bin. And all those things you see down there are little villages, and I guess those square things with water in them are rice paddies. And it's very, very green, and everything looks like it's well kept up, agriculturally speaking. On the river, you can't make it out in this picture, but as you're flying over, you can see some of the little junks, you know, the boat-like things that they push with long poles to the natives do, that is. Also, when you're flying from a helicopter, you can see some ox carts being pulled along the roads. Well, now we're really getting down to the beautiful parts of Vietnam. That's a view from our hooch, and that's well, those are some of the hooch maids, and they're doing the laundry, and they do them in these big polyurethane foam containers. And that thing with the stars on it is our drinking water and also our wash water. And they fill that every day, and that's the only water you're really allowed to drink, is what comes out of those containers. On the right, just in the right-hand corner, you can see the edge of the homemade bunker that we have. Those are sandbags, you see, and there's a hole underneath the ground. It's about 12 feet underneath the ground, which is covered with cement, and then all these sandbags, which is the bunker where we're supposed to go if we ever do get under attack. On the left there, you see the water container for the shower. You see the ladder there. The fellow climbs up there when he brings by his water truck, and he fills up that big tank. And that's where we get our shower water from. Now, this is a view standing right in front of my hooch, which is called BOQ4. And you can see the little corner of the roof on the right. Then as you go farther down the right, you again see the water tower. And then you see a little wooden shack on the right that's sort of open in one part. And that's the shower stall. And that's it, folks. That's all there is. It's four heads, and out comes ice cold water. And that bus there is what they use to take the patients when we evacuate them in the mornings. We evacuate them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to Japan. They take them first to the airport here in Cu Chi, and then fly them from there to Tonsonut in Saigon, and then on to Japan. And on the left, the little wooden building on the left, is our latrine. That's our bathroom, which has it's a four-holer, and in the just behind there you can see where they burn out the latrines. They burn about every day all the waste with kerosene. On the left there, closer up, you see the bunker for the hooch on my left as I'm taking this picture. And there it is. That's the entrance to my hooch. That's the one closest on the left. And then there are two others in a row. As you can see, they're not very elaborate. At the end of the row there, you can see Cheap Charlie's truck. And Cheap Charlie is from Saigon. He's runs a laundry. And some of the guys send their uniforms to him. But it comes out just about the same price if you have your hooch maid do it. She charges about, it comes out to about $4.50 a month. The other problem when you send them to Cheap Charlie is they don't use the same kind of water that we use, and apparently your clothes smell pretty bad. Next is picture number 10, which shows the sign saying 12th Avac Hospital. And that's it. That's the great courtyard with all the beautiful grass you see, and there's one single palm tree or banana tree or whatever it is. And there's just one long ramp with about 8 Quonset huts coming off of it. I don't have a picture of Coochie from the air yet, but I hope to get one soon. The next view, number 11, shows the line of Quonset huts looking to my right. And the first one that you can see is the two there are surgery. One is the operating rooms, and the other is the dressing rooms. And after that comes central supply, and after that comes, there's the recovery room, and after that the intensive care room. And you'll notice that in order to get from the operating room to the recovery room, you have to take the patients outside. As you can see, when it gets dry, it's going to get pretty dusty, and it's already dusty in this picture. And there's no grass, and it makes it very, very bad and very miserable. That little thing you see there by the sign is the emergency generator. That's when if our power fails around the hospital, the emergency generator kicks on and takes over. Then the building way in the background, the last white building you see there, that's the mess hall. That's where we eat all our meals that we eat. As you know, I only eat about one meal a day as it is. Now, from the same place I took the last picture, you turn to your right, and that's about the only grass we have. That's a little area between the emergency room on my right and X-ray on my left. And that's the only place that's planted. It looks like it might be pretty from this picture, but it's very, very ugly. I mean, there's nothing really pretty about it. Next is picture number 13. Now, that's taken from the back of my hooch, and I'm standing right in front of the hooch, actually, and you can see the helicopter landing. That's what we call a dust-off helicopter, and it's bringing patients in. The little red thing is their red light that you see. And actually, the helicopters right now is off the ground a little bit. They land there, and then they bring the patients just to your left there into the emergency room where we see them. This is another view of the helicopter just after it unloaded its passengers and is now ready to take off. It's hard to believe the noise that they make when they land. And of course, right now, you can't even take a picture like this because it's so dusty. The last picture, picture number 21, is a picture of a different kind of helicopter. And that happens to be the helicopter that we flew to Saigon in when I told you we drove our Jeep right up on the helicopter and then took off. You can see that there's a sort of a flat area in the back towards you, and that thing flops down, and you can drive actually two Jeeps, or three Jeeps inside one of those things. And they really make a tremendous amount of noise, and they're called a Chinook. Not a Chinook, but a Chinook, like up in Alaska. Well, that's all the pictures I got for now. I have some more in the camera. And, of course, I also took a few medical slides. Actually, I don't take too many medical slides because it's really not too interesting. It's a very depressing type of surgery, and I really don't want too many memories of this to take back with me. Anyway, I'll turn the tape up over and continue dictating on the other side and talk a little more. Remember that you may get this tape before you get the slides, so hold off and don't, you know, play the tape at the same time you see the slides, because I think it'll be very interesting for you. Okay, I'll talk on the other side now.